Listen to it fizz. Alka-Seltzer, first, fast, and always. For first aid to fast relief from acid indigestion, headache, and the misery of colds, always rely on Alka-Seltzer. And now Alka-Seltzer presents the Quiz Kids with the chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Alka-Seltzer question session with America's famous Quiz Kids. Now, friends, this afternoon, we're going to find out how much these youngsters know about the legends, the myths, and the history of our great country.
We'll learn all about the USA from sombrero to bandana. The questions touch on song and myth, all based on Americana.
That's right, Americana is our theme, and we have our quartet on hand to help us develop it. Dr. Paul A. Witte of Northwestern University is our special guest this afternoon, and he's here for a very special reason. Today marks the beginning of our sixth annual Quiz Kids Best Teacher Contest. All you elementary and high school students will want to participate in this important event, so be sure to listen for the big news. But now, Quiz Kids, it's time for roll call. Lonnie?
I'm Lonnie Lundy. I'm 15 years old, and I'm a sophomore at Maine Township High School in Park Ridge, Illinois.
Naomi.
I'm Naomi Cooks. I'm 12 years old and in the 8th grade at Grover Cleveland School, Chicago.
Joel.
I'm Joel Kupperman. I'm 14 years old, and I'm a junior at Roosevelt High School in Chicago.
Harvey.
I'm Harvey Dixon. I'm 7 years old. I go to Edward School in grade 3B.
And the brand new quiz kid, Christopher.
I'm Christopher Stevens, age 7 and a half. I am in 4B at Graham Stewart School.
Well, that's a boy, Chris. Now, I'm glad to know that you're half past seven years old. Yes, sir. Now, kids, perfect pitch will help you with this first question from Mrs. Amy Johnson of Minneapolis, Minnesota. What creature in American mythology might you associate with these musical notes? Listen. Lonnie.
That'd be B-A-B-E, so that it'd be Babe, the Blue Ox of Paul Bunyan.
That's a boy! Good boy! Nice starting, Lonnie. Yes, sir, we really pulled that one down out of the air. Now, Mrs. Celia Morris of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, points out that often when legends grow up and they become so closely related to history, it is hard to tell what is fact and what is fiction. According to modern scholars, are these stories considered to be fact or fiction? First, did Pocahontas really save the life of Captain John Smith? Naomi?
I believe she did, but as some stories say, she didn't marry him.
Well, that's right. It's considered to be true. Now, did Betsy Ross make the first American flag? Lonnie?
No, she didn't.
That's right. That's right. According to modern scholars, this story is believed to be fiction since there are no written accounts of that time to substantiate the evidence. And there's circumstantial evidence that she didn't. All right, that takes care of two of our questions. Now, it's only natural that stories about Indians play an important part in American legend. Mrs. Helena Martins of New York City wants to see whether you quiz kids know how Sitting Bull got his name. Christopher.
Once when Sitting Bull, whose name was Slow then, and some other boys, they were playing like they were on a big buffalo hunt with some calves that had been left behind. And Sitting Bull, who had been thrown from his horse, was on his feet, and a young bull turned around to him and charged him. He grabbed his ears and made him in a sitting position. And the other boys saw him and said, "Look, he made the bull sit down. Sitting Bull shall be his name."
That's very good, Christopher. Very good. Yeah, he charged Sitting Bull, and the bull took the credit. Oh, yeah, oh dear, dear. All right, now then, our quartet is going to help us with this next one from Mrs. Agnes Brett of Los Angeles, California. This question is about early American scouts who were women. Now, you are to tell whom these scouts helped. Whom did this scout help?
Did you ever see a loyal pal named Sacagawea, an Indian gal? Two men she was and aid, this lovely Indian maid. She helped them over hill and dale and showed the way along the trail.
Naomi?
Well, Sacagawea helped Lewis and Clark on their expedition.
That's right, Naomi, that's right. Whom did this next scout help?
Another female scout was Calamity Jane. No one knows how she got her fine name. She was a dead shot, of that we can be sure. She helped a brave general, but ended up poor.
All right, now how about Calamity Jane, kids? Whom did she help? Joel?
I believe she helped General Grant, didn't she?
No. Generally speaking, you are warm. Lonnie?
I think she helped General Custer.
General Custer, that's right. And now, here's a word about a modern kind of help.
Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer is first aid for the relief of acid indigestion. It's fast-acting, always dependable. Three good points to remember when you eat too much and acid indigestion results. First aid, fast-acting, always dependable. That's Alka-Seltzer. The first thing to do when acid indigestion makes you uncomfortable is dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water. Then drink the sparkling, effervescent solution. Alka-Seltzer's pleasant-tasting, refreshing, and you'll be surprised how fast it can relieve the distress of acid indigestion. You'll agree it's always dependable. Remember, Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief of acid indigestion. It's fast acting, always dependable. Take Alka-Seltzer the next time you eat too much and acid indigestion results.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First,
fast, and always.
Now, kids, for this question from Mrs. Mary Tucker of St. Louis, Missouri, you will hear our quartet sing a beautiful American folk song. It will be sung in the language in which you would hear it today. Now, you are to tell from what part of our country it would be possible to find a ballad of this type.
Da seco den, da seco den, say my cock, what is with your law? Da seco den, da seco den, say my cock, what is with your law? Morso pi mato bala ci poisso, say qui chose qui bo, say qui chose qui do. Morso pi mato bala ci poisso, say qui chose qui bo, say qui chose qui do.
Naomi?
Well, that song is sung in French, so I think it would come from New Orleans.
That's right, down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Good girl. Now, this next question from Mrs. Grace Sutherland of Des Moines, Iowa, is a math problem based on an incident in the life of Pecos Bill. And we are going to suppose this legendary cowboy from Texas is here in our classroom, and I'll let him tell you the story himself. So, Pecos Bill, step over to the microphone here, partner.
You mean this here amplitude modulation gadget thing?
Yeah, that's right. Now, Pecos, I want you to tell us why you and Slewfoot Sue never married. Remember how she bounced up in the air? Well, the problem for you kids to solve is, how many times did Slewfoot bounce before she rose less than a mile above the ground? Now, go ahead, Pecos Bill, and tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, that there reminds me of the time, you know, when I lassoed a cyclone. Mm-hmm. And I rode that blame Twister Joe all over the state of Texas. I even rolled a cigarette and lighted it from the lightning as I rode along.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting, Pecos. But I want you to tell about Slewfoot Sue.
Slewfoot. Oh, yeah. Well, I almost married that gal. Mighty nice gal, too. You see, it was this year way. I was all dressed up in my new lavender breeches with inch-square checks. And Slewfoot looked mighty pretty all in white. It's lawsy, I don't know what struck that gal. She rushed out of the meeting place and turned up in her cowboy pants, lowing that she was going to ride my horse, Widow Breaker, to prove that she was downright worthy of me. Well, the only trouble be she forgot to remove her wedding dress bustle. So she gets on the horse. The horse ain't never been one for women. And before we could stop what was going on, that horse had thrown Sleuthwood up in the sky till she reached the moon.
That was 240,000 miles away?
About there on, I reckon. Well, we waited near on to midday, waiting for her to come down. Well, she finally hit the ground and landed spam smack on her bustle. And, man, she bounced back up halfway back to the moon. Well, we waited for her return, and then my best man, Mushmouth, he asked me why I didn't lasso her when she came down. I allowed, at the speed she was traveling, that my lasso had mighty near cut her in two. I didn't get out in the lasso, though, and, well, finally I did, and on the second day I could lasso food around her neck to keep her strength up. I figured I could get her lassoed when she came down and bounced up less than a mile. Well, it took near on to 6 days, and I've always wondered how many times little old Sleuthwood bounced before she rose less than a mile.
Well, Pecos Bill, we'll see if Joel can work that out for you. How about it, Joel?
Well, was it that she bounced half as much each time?
Well, yes.
Well, then after the first bounce, she'd go up 120,000 miles, and the second 60,000 miles, and the third 30,000, and so forth, going down in powers of two. So, let's see, I do it by logs. The log of two would be 0.301, and 120,000, well, that'd be five. Let's see, the log of one is zero, and the log of two is three, so it'd be about, oh, say, 5.06. So then when you point three into 5.06, the number that would make it go nearest above 5.06 would be, 17. But since on the first bounce, it was two to the zeros and not two to the first, therefore it'd be 17 plus one, or 18 bounces.
That's very good. Very good. Very good, Joel. How about that, Pecos?
I forgot to mention that I didn't marry Sleuthwood Sue after all, because, you know, after she stopped bouncing, she decided to go back east where the living wasn't so high.
All right, Pecos. And now, then, friends, a word about the Alka-Seltzer Awards given away every Sunday. The questions used on our program are sent in by you listeners. When a question is answered correctly, the Alka-Seltzer Award is a fine Zenith transoceanic portable radio that gives worldwide reception no matter where you are. It's really a dandy set, too, friends. One you'll be proud to own. Now, when the quiz kids miss a question, the Alka-Seltzer Award is a Zenith television set or a large console Zenith radio phonograph combination. Yes, when the quiz kids miss your question, Alka-Seltzer gives you a choice between these two wonderful Zeniths. The television set is the Zenith Buchanan, and believe me, it has everything. A new Super Range chassis to ensure the ultimate in performance, the sensational built-in picture magnet aerial, single-knob automatic tuning, and the glare band black tube for clearer pictures. The large console radio phonograph plays all types of records and has AM and FM radio. Now, if you would like to try for one of these fine Zeniths, send in a question for our radio program. Address your questions to Quiz Kids, Box Y, Chicago 77, Illinois. Now, here we are with more questions. This one is from Nell Wilson of Boston, Massachusetts. One of the greatest contributions our country has made to music is the addition of Negro spirituals. We will now have the treat of hearing our quartet sing two spirituals. Each one tells a story about a biblical character. In what book of the Bible would you find this story, and also name the book that precedes and follows it?
Wheeling, 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 wheel away up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel away up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel away in the middle of the air.
All right, Lonnie?
Well, the song is Ezekiel Saw the Wheel, so I believe that would be Ezekiel.
That's right. So,
and the,
now,
the book that that precedes Ezekiel is, well, let's see, Lamentations.
Right, and
after it is Daniel.
Daniel, that's correct. Good boy, good boy. Now, name at least two books of the Bible in which this person is mentioned.
David, little David, come and play on your harp. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now David was a shepherd boy. He killed Goliath and shouted for joy.
Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lonnie?
Well, that's Little David, play on your harp. Well, David wrote the Psalms. And also, he would be mentioned in 2 Kings.
That's very, very
and
good.
The book that precedes 2 Kings is 1 Kings, and the book that follows it is 1 Samuel. And the book
right.
that precedes Psalms is Job, and the one that follows it is Proverbs.
All right, fine, Lonnie, fine. And now, friends, let's talk about Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always.
Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief of cold misery.
It's fast-acting, always dependable.
Take Alka-Seltzer when you suffer the ache all over feverish miseries of a cold.
First aid, fast-acting, always dependable. Alka-Seltzer for the relief of cold miseries, first, fast, and always.
First, drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water. Watch while it fizzes and dissolves. Then drink the sparkling, effervescent solution. See how fast Alka-Seltzer can make you feel better, how you can always depend on Alka-Seltzer for the relief you want from the miseries of a cold. And listen, if your cold causes a raw, raspy throat, Alka-Seltzer can be mighty helpful. For two tablets dissolved in a quarter glass of water make a pleasant, soothing gargle. Yes, first, use Alka-Seltzer for relief of the ache all over feverish misery of a cold, and use it, too, as a pleasant, soothing gargle. Use Alka-Seltzer two ways and expect to feel better fast. Always rely on Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is first aid for the relief of cold miseries. It's fast acting, always dependable.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First,
fast,
and always.
Now, quiz gives this sound effects question is from Mrs. Joan Brewster of Houston, Texas. This sound you will hear should suggest a story that has become a part of American tradition. Let's listen. Joel?
Well, that could be Paul Bunyan's Blue Ox Babe.
Well, that's right. Harvey, what were you going to say?
Well, I think it might be his cow, Lucy. An interesting fact about her was that she was so big that they couldn't get enough to feed her. So that Paul Bunyan figured out a way that made her eat the pine, the balsam leaves off the balsam trees. And when the men drank the milk, it had so much balsam in it that they didn't need any cough medicine or liniment.
Well, it is very interesting, Harvey. I'm glad you brought that up, huh? I was thinking about a certain Chicago cow, though. That's a very good answer you gave me, Lonnie.
Well, I think that'd be Mrs. O'Leary's
That's
cow.
That's the one I was thinking about. Now, the next question from the Alka-Seltzer question box is from Mrs. Pauline Downs of Boston, Massachusetts. Since Davy Crockett is a well-known figure in American history lore, I'm going to let you, Harvey, pretend you are Davy Crockett, and the rest of you quiz kids are to interview him just as you would if the real Davy Crockett were a guest in our classroom. Now, who wants to begin on this interviewing of Davy Crockett? Naomi?
Well, what first gave you the idea to become a scout?
Well, I think when I was a baby, I like to become a scout.
All right, Lonnie.
Well, Davy, what do you consider your most exciting moment in your life?
Well, I think when I saw a string of ducks flying up in the air, and I saw a buck down there, and I saw a rattlesnake by me. Well, I took my one barrel, shot down the string of ducks, and with my other barrel, I hit the buck, and with my ramrod, I stuffed down the snake's neck.
You know, I'm wondering where you got that other barrel from there. You said one barrel shotgun you had. Oh, I beg your pardon. All right, now, Christopher, do you want to ask Davy a question? This is an interview, you know, sort of a man on the street.
Did you really want to go to Congress?
Well, I wasn't a congressman.
Well, Joel, would you like to clear us up on this?
Well, I'm afraid that the actual Davy Crockett was a congressman two terms.
Well, I was afraid of that, too, yeah.
Harvey, after spending two terms in Congress, what did you think of those there politicians like Andrew Jackson and Henry Clay?
Well, I thought they were pretty good men, but I think the president we have now is better.
That's cute. Well, all right, now I'll tell you what. Let's let Naomi pretend that she is Molly Pitcher, and you other quiz kids interview her. Who would like to start this off? Now, Naomi, you're to pretend that you're Molly Pitcher. Joel?
Well, what would your solution be to New York's current water shortage?
All right, Molly. All right, yeah.
Well, I don't think a pitcher would be much help in that water shortage, but perhaps rainmakers that we didn't have in those days.
All right, Harvey has a question, Miss.
How did you get your name Pitcher?
Well, we're going to make Bob Murphy buy a ticket. All right, go ahead.
Well, during the war, when my husband went to war, and the men on the battlefield who were wounded couldn't get to water, so I used to bring thick pitchers of water to them so they could have a drink.
Oh, well, fine. Thank you, Naomi and Harvey and the rest of you kids. Well, this afternoon, that bell means it's time to meet our special guest and hear about this year's Quiz Kids Best Teacher Contest. But first, here's an important message.
Mother's one-a-day brand multiple vitamins taken every day give complete protection against the let-down, all-in, pepless feeling that results from a lack of any and all the known essential vitamins. Health surveys indicate that millions of school children show definite signs of vitamin deficiency disease. Protect your family. Don't let lack of vitamins interfere with the normal growth, energy, and progress of your children. Remember, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins protect. Remember the name and the package. Blue with a big one.
Well, here's that wonderful news for all elementary and high school students, their teachers, and parents. Our annual Quiz Kids Best Teacher Contest begins today. Yes, once again, we are searching for the best teacher of the year. And here is our special guest to announce this big event is the chairman of our scholarship committee, Professor of Education and Director of the Psychoeducational Clinic of Northwestern University, Dr. Paul A. Witte.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. It has been interesting to hear the quiz kids answer these stimulating questions on American life this afternoon. It seems a most appropriate time to discuss plans for this year's Best Teacher Contest. Our schools and our teachers give us the foundation for the American way of life. Good schools and excellent teachers are essential in promoting the growth and the welfare of life in a democracy. The other members of the scholarship committee, Dr. Willard Olson of the University of Michigan and the Reverend Dr. Philip S. Moore of the University of Notre Dame, join me in commending the Quiz Kids program and its sponsors, the Miles Laboratories, for conducting another Best Teacher Contest this year. The annual search for the Best Teacher of the Year has the approval of distinguished educators throughout our country. It is recognized as a sincere and worthwhile tribute to the many fine teachers scattered throughout our land. Since its origin 6 years ago, it has grown constantly in popularity and acclaim. And today, until today, it is conceded to be a potent influence in the making of better schools. I'm sure that elementary and high school pupils will respond as enthusiastically to the contest this year as they have in the past. It's a genuine pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, Dr. Whitting. And now, boys and girls, get your pencils and paper ready. Here are the easy-to-follow rules of this year's Quiz Kids Best Teacher Contest. The purpose of our contest is to find the best teacher of the year with the help of you elementary and high school students. And all you have to do to enter our best teacher contest is write a letter on the subject, the teacher who has helped me most.
Yes, that's all there is to it, boys and girls. And your letter will give your favorite teacher a chance to win the title of Best Teacher of the Year. The teacher you write about can be one you have now or one you have had in the past, if that teacher is still teaching.
Remember that what you say in your letter is more important than how you say it. Your letter can be of any length, but be sure you write your letter yourself. Don't ask your parents or teacher to help you. Just make it a sincere, honest letter about your favorite teacher and send it to Best Teacher Contest, Quiz Kids, Box Y, Chicago 77, Illinois. Our contest begins today, right now, and closes on midnight, February 11th, 1951.
So get busy right away, boys and girls, and give your favorite teacher a chance to win this wonderful honor and a wonderful cash prize, too.
Yes, that's right. If your teacher wins, the cash award is $2,000. Two winning teachers will be selected. The best teacher of the year will receive $2,000 in cash. And the teacher selected as most promising teacher will receive $2,000 to be used for graduate study.
And don't forget this. Our contest offers wonderful prizes for you boys and girls, too. 552 prizes altogether.
The writers of the two best letters will each receive a $1,000 United States savings bond.
The next 50 best letters win $10 in cash each, while the writers of the next 500 letters will each receive an attractive Quiz Kids pin and honor certificate. And every student who enters our contest will receive a handsome certificate suitable for framing to present to the teacher he has nominated.
Don't miss out on this chance to honor your favorite teacher. Win a big cash prize for that teacher and one for yourself, too. The decision of our judges will be final. All entries become the property of our sponsor, the Miles Laboratories. And in case of ties, duplicate prizes will be awarded.
So get busy right now, boys and girls. Write your letter on the subject, the teacher who has helped me most, and send it to Best Teacher Contest, Quiz Kids, Box Y, Chicago 77, Illinois. Be sure to include your name, age, grade, school, and home address. All letters must be postmarked before midnight, February 11th, 1951.
I know all you students, from first graders to seniors in high school, will want to enter this year's Best Teacher Contest. So get busy, boys and girls. Get your thoughts down on paper and send them in. Now then, let's see. Oh, yes. As usual, today's Quiz Kids will each receive a $100 savings bond from the makers of Alka-Seltzer to help them with their future education. You know, friends, we're mighty proud of the interest our sponsor takes in education through the Quiz Kids program and every year through our Best Teacher Contest.
America! America.
Friends, we're all so fortunate to live in a country where we can give our children the advantages of a good education, where they can be taught to love and not to hate their fellow men, where they can learn by the examples of their forefathers what it means to be free and equal. It is a wonderful heritage, our American way of life. Through education, our children learn to cherish it, and because they do, it will continue.
From the fruited plain.
Well, I'm sure we've all enjoyed reviewing Americana with the Quiz Kids this afternoon, and I hope you folks will plan to be with us next Sunday. Until then, this is Joe Kelly dismissing the Quiz Kids. Goodbye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Listen to the Quiz Kids coast to coast every Sunday afternoon and see and hear Alka-Seltzer's Quiz Kids television show on NBC. Consult your local newspaper for time and station. This is Bob Murphy speaking. Theater Guild presents The Third Man and Joseph Cotton today on NBC.